We continue our learning. We are in Erechim Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. In the previous mission, we spoke about the concept of Hesed Yad, that when we decide whether how much is the person who took the Erech vow going to pay, it doesn't depend on how wealthy, what the financial means are of the subject of the vow, but rather the person who took the neder. So the subject of the vow could be a male between 20 and 60, and he's a very wealthy person. But that doesn't mean that the neder is going to pay a full 50 shekel. He may not be able to afford 50 shekel. So the Mishnah here says, Avol bar karbonos ain okay. Mishnah Bey says, when it comes to karbonos, it's not so. Now, what type of karbonos are dependent on how much money you have, your financial means? So one example we have several, but one of them we have is the example of the mitzorah. The mitzorah, a person who had tzaras and now has to go through the purification process. So if you have the money, the financial means, the pasuk says, so vayom hashmini, and vayikra yudalit, yikach shnei kvasim timimim, two male sheep, v'kavsach has tamima, and one female sheep. But vimdalhu ven yadom haseges, but let's say you're poor, the Torah says, and you cannot afford all of those sheep, so v'lokach keves echad, he's going to bring one keves, that keves is for the asham, and then ushtei torim oshnei b'nei'ah, he can bring two turtle doves or two pigeons, asher tasigedo, what he can afford. And those are, the one bird is for a chatas, one's for an ola. So here is an example of where, when it comes to karbonos, we have the concept of hesed yad, and the Mishnah is here to teach us, ain't okay, and it's not true that it all depends on the person who's taking the vow. Here we'll see that it depends on the subject. So the Mishnah gives the example. Haresha Amar Karbano Shel Mitzora Ze Alai. That's Ev Shimon. Shimon is poor. Shimon is the one who had Saras. Shimon is the one who has to go through the purification process. And what would he bring? He would be bringing the keves and two birds. That because he's poor. So, and now Reuven takes a neder that he's going to bring a karbon like the Mitzora, like Shimon. So Imayo Mitzora Ani, if Shimon, the subject, is a mitzorah ani, maybe a karban ani. Then the person who took the neder, Shimon, although Shimon may be a wealthy guy, he could bring a karban of an ani. Why is that? So the two torim or two bnei yoda and one karban ashim. He doesn't have to bring three sheep and ashir. Let's say in the mitzorah, Shimon, who's the subject, who's the one who has tzaras, who has to go through this process, is a wealthy person, maybe karban ashir. Then it doesn't matter if the one who took the vow, Reuven, is poor. He has to try to gather money together to bring a karban ashir, to be two kvasim and one kafsa, two male sheep and one female sheep. Because we go after the nidar, the subject in this case, and not after the nodir. So that's what the Mishnah means, that karbonos are different than erchin. Rebbe Omer ani af be'erchin kein. He says, you know, if erchin are similar to karbonos, then erchim would be the same as karbonos. The example you gave, the case you gave, is apples and oranges. The case of karbonos you gave when it comes to the mitzvah has nothing to do with the case of erchin. They're not similar at all. Why? V'chim ibnei ma ani sheherich es ha'asher nosin erich ani. Shein ha'asher chayev klom. When it comes to erchin, so why would you say, it's not logical that the person who's an ani, where the subject is an ashir, that the ani should have to bring the value of the subject of the ashir. This person was the subject of the vow of the erech was between 20 and 60. And that person is a wealthy guy. So the ani, the one who took the vow, has to pay, doesn't have the money, can't afford it, but he has to pay the full 50 shekel. Why? She'ein ha'asher chayev klum. The subject's not chayev anything. So why, if the subject, who's the wealthy person, is not chayev anything, why should the ani have to pay the value of the asher? But by mitzorah, it's very different. The mitzorah, the case of Shimon, who's the subject, he actually is chayv a karbon. He's chayv to bring if he's an ashtir or karbon ashtir or he's an ani or karbon ani. And that's why Reuven, the one who took the neder, who says, I'm going to bring a karbon like him, like Shimon, so of course he's going to have to bring the karbon of what Shimon would have to bring. If Shimon's poor, Reuven has to bring a karbon of a poor person. And if Shimon is wealthy, that Reuven has to do so. There, it's obvious that we don't follow the financial means of the person who took the vow, because he had in mind to give the same karbon of the subject, where the subject actually has to bring a karbon, but by erchin, the subject doesn't do anything. Aval, so now says Rebbe, you want to find a case where erchin is similar to karbon mitzorah? I'll give you the following case. And in fact, I'll show you that in this case, they're going to be the same. ha'osh, because they should be the same. They're only different in the previous case because the halachos are different, because the cases are different. But ha'osh sha'amar erki olai. Let's say the wealthy person says, erki, I'm taking to pay, take my erich. Okay, so according to his value, let's say he's between 20 and 60, a male, he's giving 50 shekel. Vishama ha'ani, and a poor person heard this, v'amar, and said, oh, masha amar ze'alai, I take whatever this guy said upon himself, I'm going to take that upon myself. So it doesn't matter that the person who now takes this neder is poor. No sin erech asher. He gives the same erech, the value of, he has to give a full 50 shekel. Why? Because in this case, the subject of the neder had to bring his own erech, had to bring his own value to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is where we have a case of erechin, which is similar to the case of Mitzorah of Karbanos. And in fact, guess what? The halacha is the same. Then the Mishnah continues. Haya ani veheshir. Let's say the person who took the neder at the time they took the neder was poor, and then before he gave the money to the Beis HaMikdash, he became wealthy or ashir. Or let's say when he took the neder of erchin about someone's value, he was wealthy. Veheani, and then he became poor before he gave the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So no saying erech ashir. The halacha is that he's going to give the value of an usher. That sounds like in both of these cases. Why should that be? So the Gemara explains that the pasuk in Parashas Erchin says like this: Al pi asher tasig yad hanoder ya'arichenu hakohen. Whatever the yad hanoder is able to afford, hesek yad, so that's what the kohen is going to assess. So we learn from here that whether he's able to afford it at the time of the nesina, or he's able to afford it at the time that he took the neder, makes no difference. So because the pasuk says, number one, asher tasig, yad hanoder, that sounds like the time that he took the neder, but it also says, ya'arichenu ha-kohen, he should be appraised by the kohen. That's at the time he's giving the money. So since it says asher tasig yad, that goes on both at the time that he's potentially, that he's taking the neder, or at the time that he's being assessed to actually give the money. So that's where, from there we learn it makes no difference. If any of those times the person was an usher, he has to give the value of, meaning he's, obviously the subject is the subject, but he can say, well, now I'm poor, I only have a selah to give. No, you have to eventually get that money together and give it. Why? Because let's say at the time you took the neder, you were capable of giving enough money. That's true the other way as well. Whether he's an usher at the beginning or the end, either way, he has to give the value that as if he's able to afford it. Rudo Meir, afilu ani veheashir, vechaza veheani, no sin erech ashir. Rudo has a bigger chiddush. She says, if he started as an ani when he took the neder of erech, and then he became wealthy, this is all the person who took the neder, and then at the time he's supposed to give it, he became poor, also no sin erech ashir. Even there, you have to give it an erech ashir. Here, it's not like the previous case, where at least at one of the points he was wealthy. Here, he wasn't wealthy at all. He was poor at both points, when he took the neder and when he paid, just he became an ashir in between. What's that based on? Pasuk says, v'imach hu me'erkecha. So we learn mach means that he's poor. We learn from there he has to be b'machuso mitzchila v'yatzof. He has to be poor throughout the entire process, from the time it took the neder till the time that he has to pay the Beis HaMikdash, and if he became rich in between, so then he has to pay the value that the full value, because we assume that we give him the halacha of an usher that he's able to afford it. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, because according to this, here is an ani both at the time that he took the neder and at the time that he gave the money. That's the pufal of the chachamim, that he's able to give the value of what an ani would have to pay. Perek Dala Mishnah Gimel. Avol b'karbonos eino kein. Now we started the previous mission with the same phrase. So we're going on. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we said if a person was an ani and he became wealthy, or wealthy and became poor, he gives the erech of an usher. This Mishnah is coming to tell us that when it comes to this olev yoreh, this karbon, let's say of the mitzora, where it's all based on hesed yad, your financial means, it's not so. Ain't okay. We don't follow the halachos of erechin, which means whether When it comes to Mitzora, we'll say whether you were poor and you became wealthy, or you were wealthy and became poor, you bring the Karban based on your Hasagas Yadi, the affordability, your means at the time that you're bringing the Karbanos. That's what it means, but Karbanos ain't okay. We look at what you have the time you have to give the money. Afilu aviv meis v'niach lo ribo, says the Mishnah. Even if, let's say the person at the time you're supposed to give the money doesn't have a lot of money. So, okay, so then his Mitzora has to bring two turtle doves and a sheep. You don't have to bring three sheep. But his father died and left him ribo, $10,000, 10,000 zuz. So he's a wealthy person. Now the Gemara says that obviously if the father died, then of course he's a wealthy person because the order Yerusha comes to him automatically. The case that we're discussing is the father's a goses. He's about to die and he's going to leave him a lot of money. So, and we, rov goses in Lemisa, says the Mishnah, even in such a case, we assume the person's poor. The father didn't die yet. Doesn't matter that he's about to inherit a lot of money. He's considered poor at this moment. The father's still alive. Even though he's a goses, he pays like a poor person. Or Sfina, so bayam uva'u biriboos. Or let's say this person's, the person who took this neder mitzvah, the person who's the mitzvah, he has a boat, and the boat is carrying a lot of merchandise worth tens of thousands of zuz, so he's a very wealthy person. Ah, so obviously that should be, it's a no-brainer you should have to pay. Should have to pay the value of a carbon three sheep because he's a wealthy person. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that his boat has tens of thousands of dollars of merchandise. It means that his boat was rented out and the person who rented it owes him 10,000 zuz. So if he owes him the rent money, so that the lease money, that should be make him wealthy. And the answer is no. We have a principle. Ein schiros mishtal emes elo levasof. The way we view rentals is that it's not that incrementally every minute you have, it's another dollar, and then it all adds up. No, it means actually they owe zero at the very beginning until the end. Schiros is paid at the end. So at that moment, before the schiros is over, while he's in the middle of the rental, you don't have any money from him. You can't assume that money is yours, and therefore you're considered poor. So that is the, what about the fact you own a boat? A boat, that should be worth a lot of money. That also doesn't matter, because when it comes to speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, Hekdesh doesn't take from a person, for Karbanos or Erchim, whatever it may be, doesn't take something to pay his neder, will not take something that he uses to make for his profession. So if a person is a donkey driver, so they won't take his donkeys. He does plowing, he's a farmer, they won't take his oxen. And the same thing when it comes to a person's boat. If this is the source of his parnasa, where he has merchandise that's moving from place to place, so then we would never take this from him anyway. Therefore, we don't count the sfina, the boat, as part of his resources, and therefore that would not determine whether he's rich or poor. Then the Mishnah concludes, Ein lehekdesh bahen klum. So what does this mean, Hekdesh doesn't have anything? So some of this is going back on the laws of Erechin. And what is it saying, Ein lehekdesh, but Hekdesh doesn't have anything? So take our case of the where the person, the father, is the father of the person who took the Erechin vow this person's poor, but the father is potentially leaving a lot of money. So maybe we should do the following. Maybe the Kohen should wait around to do the Erechin, to assess the person, the subject of the Erechin, etc., and the Noder, wait till the father dies. Or take the case of the Sfina. Wait until he gets his schar, gets the lease money from the Sfina. And then he'll have the money. So the Mishnah is saying, no, that's what it means. Ein lehekdesh, Hekdesh doesn't get anything. It means, no, what's his Hasagas Yad at this moment? Doesn't make a difference. And some say this is not talking about Erechin, it's talking about Karbanos. And it's a continuation of the Reisha that said, Avol b'Karbanos Einu Ken, has come to teach us. Let's say at the time that the Mitzora is chayev to bring his Karban, the father was a goses. And then the father died and left him a lot of money. Even though he became an usher before he brought his Karban, the Hekdesh doesn't get anything. He only brings a Karban Ani because at the time that he was chayev the Karban, he was an Ani. And others explain that this is going on both. It's teaching you both regarding the halachos of Erechin and regarding the halachos of Mitzvah. We don't wait around, and the Hekdesh doesn't get anything. Whatever his financial status was at that very moment is what he's going to pay if he's poor. So he's poor. We don't wait around for any of these Yerushas or any of the Schar to come to him.